Matt Wagoner of the Forest Park Conservancy is leading a hike through a little-known parcel of old-growth forest. It's about 20 minutes from downtown Portland.
Take a break, drink some water.
To get there, the group has to hike through a stretch of forest that was logged about 2 decades ago.
So as you can see, the forest that we've been walking through is pretty small. If you look on the ridge of this hill over there, you can see where the trees start to get a lot taller. That's where we're going. That's the old growth preserve.
On the way to the old growth, Wagoner points out plants like wild ginger, salmonberry, and vanilla leaf that brewers can use to add unique flavors to their beer.
You're almost here.
As soon as he crosses into the old growth, he stops and gathers the group together.
So let's squeeze in as much as we can.
Wagoner pulls a beer out of his backpack and hands it to brewer Dan Hines. Then he steps up on a fallen log. It's covered in moss and sprouting plants.
What I'm standing on here is what we would call a nurse log. And if you just look at it and observe the vegetation that's growing out of it, like this is one of the main characteristics of an old-growth forest.
It's also one of the spots Wagoner and Hines picked to collect another beer ingredient, wild yeast.
We all have cups.
Hines hands each hiker a tiny red plastic cup. Then he fills them one by one with beer he made using the yeast collected from this very spot. Wagoner explains how he and Hines went out into the forest in February and put a bucket of unfermented beer, basically sugar water, right alongside this nurse log.
All of the microbes that were in the air were falling into this bucket as it was out here. And this is the beer that it produced.
So, invisible yeast from the forest ate the sugars in the bucket and turned them into alcohol. And they infused the water with their own flavor in the process. You can see a lot of the differences between an old-growth forest and one that's been logged. But Hines says he wants to know whether that carries over into the yeast that you can't see.
Our normal yeast that we use is more like a cow, where it has it's been bred over periods of time. It has its different personality traits. You know, you can kind of know about it.
In addition to being a building block of beer, yeast is also a fungus. And Hines says since old-growth forests have more species diversity, they might also have a wider variety of yeast. The green, puckery taste of this beer, he says, tells him that the yeast he collected here is wild, not like the reproduced yeast brewers use over and over to make traditional lagers and ales. Hines says you can think of wild yeast the way you might think of wild game.
It's like elk or venison or bison.
Beer writer Lucy Birmingham is one of the beer connoisseurs on the hike. She says the beers made from the forest yeast are sour, for sure.
But I think what's unique is the place that we're standing and just the sounds that I'm hearing as I'm tasting these beers. I mean, this is a unique experience for me.
She says the flavors of the forest aren't what she was expecting. It's not like she could literally taste the cedar trees.
It's definitely changed the way I'm thinking about the forest. There are all these invisible things that are part of the forest that have now shown up in the beer.
Hike organizer Eric Steen says that's the reaction he was hoping for. He's led brewers on outdoor hikes in Oregon, Washington, and Colorado to look for local brewing ingredients. Steen says it's not that the resulting beer is that much better than other beers. It's how the beer allows people to learn about the local environment.
So I like the idea of thinking about these beers potentially as artwork, as drinkable sculptures, as drinkable portraits. It's another way to interpret the landscape, to interpret the trail.
Steen has several more brew-based hikes planned for Forest Park this summer. The resulting beers, including the old-growth forest beer and a logged forest beer made by Hines, will be on tap at a tasting event in October. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.